What's going on, everybody? It is Coach Greg Adams back in here with another YouTube live stream. Shout out to the Coach Gang for being in here, being involved, and being active on this YouTube channel. I got money. Shout out to the I Got Money around here. Anyway, man, today we got a funny show here. This show, it's going to be a short show. All right, I get it. I know. It's going to be a short show. It's probably, when I say short, I'm aiming for an hour and a half, an hour, 45 minutes. Check this out. Let's see here. I love when people come up with these channel names. Coach Chocolatey Smooth Skin. Coach's Chocolatey Smooth Skin channel is here. All right, I got a blackhead going on right here, but I'm going to have my esthetician take care of that. But otherwise, look at my skin, ladies. Look at my skin. Oh, man. All right, I had a skincare company reach out to me recently and said, your skin is so smooth and chocolatey. All right, and so he had to go ahead. I'm going to have to go ahead and get on board with the Chocolatey Smooth Skin channel right in here. And Puppies and Feet. Shout out to the ladies. A couple of ladies have already put in a bid to be on the Puppies and Feet channel. All right, so they're putting in their bid. I'm judging feet coming up next week. A couple of these ladies were old ladies, though, and I'm going to have to tell you right now, it's going to be tough for you to get in. Yeah. The Gremlin Feet, I'm going to have to say no, all right?
Nope.
And the show is already off the rails. Here we are, man. Somebody says, Coach says this show is going to be short.
Nope.
All right. There was something else here. Somebody says, as a retired attorney, my man partner emeritus, he says, as a retiring attorney, I can tell you that some states will force stepdads into the child support system and use the canard argument that there is an emotional bond between the stepdad and the child. We touched on that yesterday, which prompted me to do something on this one. All right. Make sure you're not in all caps. Well, his name, channel's name in all caps. But we're going to touch on that because I touched on that yesterday and this prompted me to do this show. And I said, because we're talking about this and I have to be 100% honest, I'm leaving you guys with not many options, but the free agent lifestyle. All right. That's the solution. If you ever come to this channel and say, you guys give no solutions. I wrote an entire book of solutions, free agent lifestyle. That's what it is. And you, some of you guys refuse to pick up the book. And then you come in here, try to tear down my philosophy and you haven't even read the book. That's like, you know, going against lukewarm Christians and you don't know anything about the Bible, right? That's what they practice out of. If you're going to tear down my philosophy, at least read the book or listen to it. All right. What were we talking about here? We're going to do some super chats. Yeah, people are like, oh, you're anti-family. I'm not anti-family. You can see I've been telling you for a long time. One of my, you could say, weaknesses that is I'm kind of traditional. I support the idea of the family being two household family. There's no other choice but that. That is the best condition to raise your children in. If you're in a two-parent household, your chances of your children succeeding is far greater than them being in a single-parent household. It ain't even close. It ain't even close. So if you're a guy and I'm telling you, well, watch out for these straggle-daggles and don't marry them because the laws haven't changed, well, then that's going to eliminate the two-parent household, right? Because I'm saying don't get married. All right, watch out. And then your next question is, okay, well, who do I date? I'm a man. If you're a man over the age of 30, odds are if you live in a community, you're going to be running into single mothers left and right between the ages of 16 and 39 and 40, 45 and 50. I mean, they have babies like crazy over there. All right. They be breeding like deer and jackrabbit out here. Here's what's going on there. One more thing about the Martin Luther King community that I want content creators, I want you to listen. You're going to get this idea from me. I mean, it's not really an idea for me, but I just want to tell you, we need to start rephrasing, because this kind of going to be, it's not going to be a hit piece on the community, but I'm going to use a lot of references for the community in this one. We need to stop saying that the divorce rate is 50% when you're talking about two black people getting married, not black, Martin Luther King residents. When you're talking about two black people getting married, the divorce rate is not 50%. It's above 60, well above. Okay. Black women are getting divorced at 60% rate. Then you start throwing in the The single mother rate, 75, 80% in some of these Midwestern towns and in the South. Then you throw in the women with college degrees filing for divorce at 90%. When you're talking about exclusively Martin Luther King oriented people, the divorce rate is well above 60%. All right. They're talking about you don't even get off the ground in most cases married. The single mother rate is well above 75%, approaching 80. And then not only that, the college degree women file for divorce 90% of the time, if not 95% in the community. I mean, the statistics are dismal. So if you're a guy, what do? You're like, coach, you're leaving me with no options. You're telling me don't get married. All right. Have kids overseas or surrogate. Then I don't want to do that. I'm broke. All right. Talk about the income situation for black men. It's dismal as well. It's the lowest of most of the races here in our country, unfortunately. And then you say no single mothers. Then the guy's like, what do? I live in Gary, Indiana. How am I not going to get married, not going to have kids? How am I not going to date a single mother? You live in Gary, Indiana, all right? I guarantee you Gary, Indiana, the single mother rate definitely is above 85%. 80 to 85%, definitely. All of those Midwestern towns, Milwaukee, Kilwaukee, Chirac, Gary, Indiana, Naptown, Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, all right, Pittsburgh. I mean, I'm telling you, these Philadelphia, Newark, these towns got to be above 75, 80%. Got to be disastrous. So what do you do as a man? You got to level up. Okay, let's get to the super chats. Let's hit the like button. We'll get this show going and give you the information that you need here about the being a stepdaddy. You're not the stepdaddy. You're the dad that stepped up. We're going to save the community one stepfather at a time. We're going to get you to marry up all of these community women who seem to be very good at selecting stepfathers, but they seem to be very poor at selecting biological fathers. Oh, their standard for biological fathers are very low. All right, the lowest standards of them all. But when it comes to picking a stepdaddy, oh, she knows all the answers. She got it all figured out when it comes to picking up a stepdaddy. Okay, where's my clip? Oh, here it is. When it comes to picking up a stepdaddy, she got all the philosophies in line.
I respect any man who can heal a heart he didn't break and raise a child he didn't make.
Oh, she respects any man who can raise a baby who he didn't make. Uh-uh.
Nope.
No. I'm sorry, ma'am. That's ridiculous.
I respect any man who can heal a heart he didn't break and raise a child he didn't make.
How about you respect your ability to pick a man in the first place to procreate with? I know it's his fault. Let's get into these super chats here. Simon Small says, my contribution to the Ling Ling Fund. Shout out to Ling Ling. He says, I will catch the replay in the morning, but speaking from experience, being in the stepdad role is much harder than I anticipated. Gents, be aware. Shout out to you and shout out to the Ling Ling Fund. There's my Filipino nurse for the future. Okay. I'm not going to be like Henry and Henrietta, throwing myself off the ladder to get out of my marriage, you know, just trying to meet my maker as soon as possible. I have Ling Ling there to rub my feet. All the bunions and the corns on my feet. Mark Roberts says, hello, CGA. If you can please look up this Public Enemy song on YouTube, that is 5 minutes and 5 seconds long, and fast forward to 4:25, and you will find the ending very interesting. Well, what's the name of the song? You forgot the name of the song here. All right. Shout out to Mark. Maryland guy says, they're only good for target practice. Why should I pay for something Chad and Tyrone got for free? Man, here it is. The song is all Shut Them Down. All right, I'm gonna check it out, brothers. This particular point, this one goes clear over the head of women. This one they don't get. Yeah, because they all have a past, and they are figuring they're entitled to have a past. Okay, and they're like, well, I can give what I can give away for free, but doesn't mean you don't have to pay for it. In all their lives, they've had men do this thing. This one, they'll never understand because this is from the male's perspective, right? You know, they don't have this on the opposite side to actually measure. Like, you know, we don't give away salami for free. But I guess a married woman would understand that, you know, you got the man bringing home the money. And then all of a sudden, if he starts siphoning the marital money to hoes, what would she be? She would be mad. Hold up. Wait. You're giving away our marital money to this woman over here? Why do I get to take an L? My man, what is this right here? Yithi Ubuntu. Shout out to you, Yithi Ubuntu from Canada. Chimes in. Are you from Winnipeg? Are you from Toronto, Ontario? Are you from Montreal, Quebec? Are you from Vancouver? Vancouver. What? British Columbia. Shout out to you. Mark Robbins said the song is called Shut 'Em Down in Here. We're going to do the Sam Fisher says tried Bumble for a couple of weeks. Matched with nothing but single mothers, girls with mental abuse issues, on head meds, and a busted Pillsbury biscuit cans. What a waste of time and energy. Uninstalled. Yeah, that's all that's there. Because all the hot girls, they went over to our members live stream place that I can't. I'm not going to stop promoting it at this point. Everybody's going over there without me getting the kick. I'm not getting the kickback here. But any woman that is worth their weight in gold, they are not on Bumble. All right, they're not on Bumble. All right, Bumble's trash. Tinder is trash. Plenty of Fish is trash. I mean, Bumble is the tail end. Bumble are basically your professional women. Okay, these are the women who have professional jobs. They have careers and all of that stuff. Teachers and all that stuff.
So I could focus on my career. Yeah.
Hey, these are the career women. And then Tinder is just thizzots. All right, Tinder is thizzots. And then Plenty of Fish is bottom feeders. All right, these people are below Tinder weight. I mean, Tinder is just people who just, you know, the hoes that is just going out here trying to be hoeing and then looking for attention. You know, it's just a place. It's a cluster F. But that's what's going on here. It's a mess. Plenty of whales. Brown from the West. She made her choice. Let the 304 live with it. Yep. No rescuing. Your boy Scoot. My dad has been married three times and had the nerve to tell me he'd help me with the ring whenever I'm ready. Give him the buzzer. Love my pops, though. Shout out to pops. But pops, you giving the wrong advice out here. Senior Oral saw an ad. Did this channel get remonetized? Hell no. No, it did not. But I don't know if you remember, YouTube is running ads on demonetized stuff. Remember that happened about maybe a year ago? And they're also running ads on channels that aren't even monetized, right? So they decided to do that. So I don't know what's going on. At least I don't know what's going on. Zero Fallout, did you hear about the sister who got popped and shot Lana? She wanted a Tupac with a degree. Instead, she got Tupac with a second degree charges now. Give it a buzzer. I like thugs. I like roughnecks. Joey Karate, back in here. Thank you, brother. John B., coach, your episode on Pulse Nut Clarity was hilarious. Thank you for that. Keep up the good work. All right, thank you, sir. Sometimes I have to embarrass myself. Talking about, you know, y'all prawn selection, the prawn underworld. If you missed that show, we talked about the prawn underworld. What are we doing here? Last couple, Jay Reed Art. Compare Patrick Mahomes' stats before and post-marriage, coach. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. We said that. We called that out. We were like, well, that's going to be the end of his career. Okay? And he out there getting concussed. He ain't got no damn offensive line, no defensive line. His whole team done fell apart. You know, they done blew their load. And now they don't want to go out there and produce in their 3-4. Last two, Adrian Paul. I'm going to still get to your email. Free agent for life. Going to my first NBA game tonight. Go Jazz. Oh, man, you're in Salt Lake. You're in Salt Lake, man. Hey, Salt Lake City, man. That is a great arena to go watch a basketball game. I've watched two basketball games there. All right, great arena. It gets loud. Drew and Pringle, these garden tools really try to up their value with every mistake they make. Whack. I don't get that. I don't get that. They make all these mistakes. They run through 50, 60 relationships from the end here. What the? Hey, man. This is just ridiculous, brother. I don't know what stream we're on right now at the moment. But we're back. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Kaylee over here under the desk doing what she's supposed to be doing. We lost about 1,000 people over here. What is this? We lost 1,000 people in here, man. But anyway, man, you know how they do me. First, there was an ad. Now, we lost 1,000 people. We're back, though. Hit the like button on this one. We not going to let them end it like that. So now I'm going to have to piece up the stream and re-edit it. Oh, my God. What a nightmare. But anyway, we're going to talk about this. They weren't happy with what I was talking about, obviously. Let's get into the show. Let's get into the show before they get me. I told you the stream was going to be short. I told you the stream was going to be short. I got all the contributions, right? I got Drew and Pringle. I got E-Dub. E-Dub, you might not have heard, but I did get your super chat. E-Dub says, hey, coach. Hey, Greg, your channels are invaluable sources for RP information, even for our Generation Xers. Keep spreading the word, hashtag free agent lifestyle in the building. So I got all the super chats. And we're going to get back with the show. It is what it is. All right, so what do we got going on here? Let's go to the point. Let's go to the point. Higher standards for stepdad, but low standards for baby daddy. Higher standards for stepdad, lower standards for baby daddy. And now what we're going to do, we're going to do a four-hour stream on this one. I told you it was going to be short. Let's see here. Let's talk about this one, and let's talk about this. We'll play the person again because we talked about this.
I respect any man who can heal a heart he didn't break and raise a child he didn't make.
Yeah, she respects any man that raises a son or a child that he didn't make. No, we're not going to promote that. We're not going to promote that here. Seems that when you touch on the community, they don't like this too much, but the realities are the realities. We're going to talk about it real quick. We're going to talk about these statistics, okay? Again, the divorce rate in the community is not 50%. We're going to challenge you because you might have missed the earlier part of the stream. It got cut off. The community's divorce rate is not 50%. It is not 40%. It is well above 60%. When you include the single mother rate, 80%, and especially in the Midwest and the South, single mother rate is approaching 80%, encroaching on it. When you talk about women with college degree filing divorces at 90%, black couples need to understand that your coupledom is going to be in jeopardy from the beginning. Many of you come from broken homes, so you don't understand coupledom, and you get all of your relationship talking points from movies, especially by Tyler Perry and music. And this is why the relationships are destructive, because at the same time, you're getting them from reality shows. And baby, what do you call it? Real Housewives of Atlanta and Basketball Wives. And you don't know relationships because you haven't seen them modeled. So there's an idea that you can hold a stepdaddy to a higher standard that you did the biological daddy. And so men are trying to find situations where they can navigate this. This is another example, a polygamous or a polyamorous relationship in which three men are serving to protect and provide for one child. And they called it the before daddy, real daddy, and stepdaddy syndrome. In communities where you have young relationships where, you know, there's no birth control, there's no standards, there's no father to protect, when the relationships are toxic, you have this meme right here. Two idiots, a doomed relationship, and then they slap a baby on top of it, and then they think the baby is going to solve some of these problems, in which the baby only creates more problems. The baby creates more problems. And you're going forward trying to fix the relationship, and you think the baby's going to repair it, but it creates more problems. In the dating marketplace, you have this.
Black men in the comment section saying, oh, you have all these high demands, but what do you bring to the table? Good question. Studies have shown that black women are the highest paid and the most educated. I myself graduated with my associate's degree at 18 and graduated from college with my bachelor's at 20 with a degree in communication sciences with an emphasis in speech and language pathology. I live on my own, have my own car, make about $70,000 a year, and don't have any kids. So I'll never ask for what I can't offer. And as far as what I'm bringing to the table, I bring me, and you can't sit with us.
Many times these people do have other people's kids. And they're bringing this as a means to raise their status and make you level up. You also have the praying mantis syndrome in the community, in which a lot of men are having babies, or a lot of older women are having babies with younger men or men your same age, and then they remove you from the fatherhood, and then it makes it challenging for you. Then you're in these statistics right here. So again, Men want solutions. I'm here to try to provide it. I have a whole book full of solutions. It's called The Free Agent Lifestyle. Go ahead and check it out. It is a book available on Amazon and Audible, and it is a solution-based book to get you here. I'm not anti-family. It is the best way to raise children, although the conditions of staying a intact family are hard. It is very much almost near impossible, especially when you look up what most people are doing here out here. Okay, so what does a man do? He doesn't have children. He doesn't marry. Does he get with single mothers? Well, we're going to examine this today. We don't want this to happen to you, gentlemen.
Son. Yo, son. What's up? What?
You're not my dad. You also hear something. Ugly ass fucking noodle.
We don't want you to try to save the community one stepfather at a time and continue to be disrespected. You also don't want her to say, well, don't tell me how to raise my child. You don't want that either. And oftentimes, stepfathers are going to be put into these situations. Not all, but some. So we're going to examine this real quick. Let's talk about this article here. You might not see the article, but I'm going to read from this article. And this is going to be, these are going to be articles, first of all, related to child support. Now, the odds that you get on child support as a stepfather are low, but you can volunteer yourself as a child support payee if you are a stepfather. Okay, if you are a stepfather. And that happens if you adopt the child. Now, there was one recent celebrity, I believe, that married a baby mama and adopted the child. I believe I'm not sure if Russell Wilson did it. But if you adopt the child, let's go ahead and read this article. This is from the state of Pacific Northwest Family Counseling related to child support. And they said right here, in most divorces, step-parents are not required to pay child support for their stepchildren, but Washington law focuses on making sure the biological parents of the child cover his or her financial needs first. However, there may be times when a step-parent can be ordered to pay child support. Let's go ahead and read this here. And it says it's limited, but it does happen. Okay, the first circumstance involves step-parents who adopt their stepchildren. So this would be a dumbass. All right. This would be a dumbass guy in the current legal structure of the family now. This is the advice I'm giving you. I'm not anti-family. I'm not anti-tradition. I would love it to be tradition, but the modern dating landscape does not afford for that. Number one. Number two, I'm only commentating on the current conditions. Okay. I didn't mess anything up. I'm just letting you guys know. People be in the comment section. This dude was in the comment section. You messing it all up. Wait, hold up. I'm messing it up? What am I messing up? All right, the situation was effed up beyond repair well before I got here. I didn't mess up anything. I only created a solution for men to avoid the bullcrap. So let's see here. The first circumstance involved a step-parent who adopts a stepchild. When this happens, here, listen, the step-parent will have all the rights and responsibilities of a biological parent when it comes to parenting time. Meaning if there's a divorce, he will get custody of the kid. Now, she's going to flip out, by the way. She's going to flip out when she finds this out. Wait a minute. No, he's not the real daddy. He's not the biological daddy, so he doesn't get custody. Oh, yes, he does. He's a legal step-parent. I mean, he's a legal parent now. Most women, y'all better pay attention to this. And it says child custody and child support. So there could be a scenario where if he makes less money, he could receive child support from a biological mother when he's the stepfather. Boy, that would be a slap in the face. And here it is right here. If the adoptive stepparent does not retain primary custody of the child, then it is likely that he or she will need to pay child support. So yes, you adopted the child. This is what happens when you adopt. Second marriages are a higher failure rate than first marriages. So if you do get with a mom who has a child, a divorcee that has a child, highly likely your marriage is not going to last. I mean, statistically, could yours last? Yes. But statistically, no. And then guess what? You're going to pay child support. If the step-parent has not adopted his or her stepchild, here it is. He or she, yeah, right. I like how they say he or she. He or she, well, because statistically, we're talking about a low percentage for she. He or she still may be ordered to pay child support. So even without the adoption, he or she may be ordered to pay child support. Let's figure that out. If the children resided with the step parent as their primary place of residence, and the children depended on the step parent for support, then the step parent may be ordered to continue to support the stepchildren. Okay? If the children did live with the step parent, then both the step parent and the biological parent may have an obligation to financially support the children. During the divorce, incomes from both the step parent and the biological parent will be used to support the children at least on a temporary basis. In most cases, a step parent's obligation to support his or her stepchildren will end with the divorce when the divorce agreement is finalized. Once the divorce is complete, most step parents will no longer owe child support. But you did have a period temporarily where you did. In some cases, this responsibility can be terminated earlier. Here it is right here. Somebody mentioned that. When a child has bonded with the step parent, a divorce or separation can be extremely emotional. In considering whether or not the step parent should be ordered to pay child support or even granted visitations, a court will look at the child's best interest and make a decision which protects the child's physical and emotional well-being. Okay, just so you know. So you get into it, you love her. Go, coach, this is the one. I know I picked a bad wife the first time, but this is the one. She does have a baby. I'm not going to adopt it, though. I'm smart. Well, in this situation, it didn't work out for you. All right, let's go to another situation here where I looked online and I said, what are people saying about step-parents? Because right now, there's going to be a person that's going to come in here and use anecdotal evidence that being a step-parent is absolutely fine. And I'm going to tell you exactly what they're going to say. They're going to say this. Well, I had a stepfather and my stepfather changed my life. My stepfather, I love my stepfather. Being a stepfather is not bad at all. As a matter of fact, my stepmother was essential to my life. Okay, they're going to say something like that. I love my stepfather. He's the best thing that ever happened. If it wasn't for my stepfather, blah, 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 fill in the blank. Well, what they're using is anecdotal evidence. I'm speaking very generally, or what I call broadly. I am broadcasting about broads. Okay, I'm broadcasting, so I can't speak for you, Diane. I can't speak for you, Karen, about your experience with your stepfather. However, you can also not speak about your stepfather, about his experience with you as a stepchild, because I guarantee you, although you look back favorably about your experience with the stepfather, I guarantee you, if I asked him what his experience was in raising you, you probably were a terrorist to him.
Son. Yo, son. What's up? What?
You're not my dad. You also hear something. Ugly ass fucking noodle.
He probably went through stages of rebellion, stages of depression, stages of you ain't my daddy, stages of you can't spank me, stages of my daddy gonna come and beat you up, my daddy gonna come and shoot you, my daddy bigger than you. My daddy's muscles got bigger muscles than you. My daddy's in jail, okay? My daddy gonna get out of jail. He gonna kick your ass, all right? I'm pretty sure he went through years of that with you. He went through years of that with you before you actually had a positive relationship when he walked you down the aisle when the dad could not get out of prison. I guarantee it. I guarantee you put that man through hell. That man didn't get a reward. That man didn't get the Father's Day that he deserved because he was too busy playing Mr. Brady to you. So, yes, you do look back on your experience with your stepfather very fondly, and he did save your life, and was the life raft to your mother from becoming a stripper part-time. He did save you. And so now as an adult, you do look back and say, if it wasn't that for that man changed my life. However, let's look at it from his perspective. You can't speak for him. Not only that, I'm assuming you have a child, Miss My Stepfather was the best thing that happened to my life. Let's just say you do have a father. I think there's a double live stream going, if I'm not mistaken. Let's say you do have a son. Are you going to encourage your son to be a stepfather in the future? Do you want your son? And this is when they start playing back out. They start backing up. Oh, well, you know, I wouldn't discourage him and it wouldn't matter to me. This is when they start doing all that. All right, let me see if there's a double live stream. What I want to tell you is to be absolutely real with yourself. There's only one live stream. Would you encourage your son to not start his own family, to only marry a woman that has children by another man? Would you do it? No. We're not going to play anecdote. We're not going to play, well, if ifs were fists, we'll all be drunk. We're not going to play that. But we're going to play it in this one because you want to play games. Would you ever say, do not start your own family, son? Marry a straggle daggle. I guarantee you, you would not. You'd be pissed off as a parent if he came in with some 22-year-old straggle daggle that had a baby by Tyrone in the hood. You would be like, do not marry that kid. No parent wants that for their own kid, but you're the one that's going to try to reinforce that by defending the fact that your son did that. Okay. So let's get that. Now, if you go onto a place called Quora, I believe it's called Quora, there are several people that are reaching out to people for answers because they have nowhere to go. Therapists aren't going to lead you down the right path. They're going to basically say, well, be a stepfather. You got to take this L. You're doing it for the community. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for these kids so they become game bangers and dropouts and impregnate more women and complete the cycle. But people are reaching out online for answers. This is why is it that stepfathers never get love, respect, and recognition that they deserve even when compared to their stepfather's or stepchild's biological father? This person said, I should have won Father of the Year, but didn't even get to celebrate Father's Day because I'm not a biological dad. They're reaching out asking questions like this. There was another question that I thought was relatively funny related to this. And people were trying to figure out, what do I do in this situation? What do I do? I'm a stepfather and all I hear is, all I hear are problems. I'm taking on problems. This one says, why does my 12-year-old son, stepson, hate me? I've been trying for 18 months now, but he still refuses to talk to me. Okay. Somebody says right here, what can I do or say to my stepdad so that he knows he's nothing to me, but just my mother's husband? Damn, people are ruthless. As a step parent, how do you deal with your child's biological parent? Now let's go back to the community for a second. Let's go back to the community. What you're going to do is you're going to die at the hands of Simp. That's how it's going to get set you up. So what's going to happen is she's going to somehow bring you in and then she's going to pray mantis the baby daddy, make it hard for him to get custody and fight him and make custodial changes hard. So he's going to run away. He's like, I'm not going to deal with this, but he wants to be in a kid's life. And then she's going to pit you against the biological father. You're the new stepdaddy. She's going to pit you against the biological father. So that every time there's a custody change, she's going to want you to be there. And then she's going to tell you all kind of miserable things about that man. Oh, he's this and that. He did this. He abused the kids. He abused me. He beat me up. And so you're there and I'll protect you when he comes pick up the kid. Then you mean mugging him. You mad dogging him. Don't do this. Don't do that. And you ever see those custody exchanges? They make it hard for the dad to pick up. He's like, damn, what did I walk into? Every child support hearing, he's there. You're there. You're the stepdad. I'm going to get you. Pay your child support. Do your thing. Do what you're supposed to do. Okay, you deadbeat. Meanwhile, he's like, what did I do here? So eventually, she's going to set you up to be death by Simp. Or she's going to set you up to lose your freedom because she didn't gas you up against the biological father. And so this is what stepdaddies do. Stepdaddies play the simp or the rescue mission for the mom with only partial information. Partial information. You don't know the stepdaddy side. I mean, you don't know the biological daddy side. So you're the stepdad. She holds you as a higher standard. You're the protector of the family, and the biological father is not. So you got to be careful there. You got to be careful there. Let me see if I had one more point on the stepdad right here. This article says, being a stepdad, three things that will absolutely wreck your relationship. Oh, let's read this. Three specific things will help you get the very best results in your new role as stepdad. Do they have a stepmom article for this? Now, almost one third of children will live in a step family before the age of 18. One third? Oh, I need to catch up on my statistics. One third. All right, let's go ahead and see if that measures up here. In the black community, it does not. I mean, in the black community, this is like three-fourths. One third. I mean, we're looking at 75% here. So let's go back and take that down. Let's read the article here. It says that means there are increasing numbers of people becoming step-parents every day. All right. Hey, if you ask me to be a stepdad right now, I'm out of there, bro. All right. I want no parts of that. That would be that's got to be the dumbest job opening going on right now. I want no parts of this. Becoming a stepdad can be an incredibly positive and rewarding experience.
Nope.
Or it can be one of the worst nightmares of your absolute life. All right. Shout out to that article right here. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. It could be the worst experience. Okay, what is the ratio there? Many stepdads believe that the new challenges and stresses of taking on this role are unavoidable. Huh? It's very avoidable. You cannot do it. The truth is that many of the negative outcomes experienced in stepfamilies are completely avoidable. Here we go. If you want the best possible experience and avoid the landmines, at least they admit it, there are some specific things to know and do to get the very best results in your stepdad experience. Jeez. Like, who does this, bruh? Oh, this is from the Good Man Project here. You're such a good man. Knowing is half the battle, and believe me, not knowing what you're up against can translate into one battle after another. Most people can agree that genuine, lasting relationships grow and develop over time. They do not just appear one day because we want them to show up. Well, tell women this. When the growth of the romantic relationship evolves into a marriage, many of the relationship dynamics change. Of course they do. This is most certainly true when either person has kids. I wouldn't even want a stepmom for my kids. No way. Okay. It is important to remember in your stepdad journey that in the same way your romantic relationship developed over time, strong, healthy relationships with your stepchildren also take time to develop.
Nope.
Yo. My God. Hey, anybody want to join this circus? This is absolutely ridiculous. No. It's hard enough to even just get the relationship off the ground. Now I got to get with this badass kid. What if they're a badass kid? Autopilot thinking can wreck your relationship. What are the three things? I'm looking. I don't even know what the three things. They just named two. What is going on? I don't want no damn. Okay, here we go. Let me skip down here. It says right here, being on autopilot, all right, as with a lot of parenting decisions, many people default to their autopilot subconscious. Okay, we don't care about none of that. There are many questions in the mind of a stepdad. Most often the questions that new stepdads have are, what is my role? All right, we're going to have this guy answer that right now.
Son. Yo, son, what's up? What?
You're not my dad. You also hear something. Ugly ass fucking noodle.
It's pretty clear what your role is for him, for that young man. He's like, sit your ass down. All right, what are the expectations? Will they like me?
Nope.
In a recent study, a family in a social journal, The author wants to find out more about step-parenting attitudes and expectations. Specifically, they look at the attitudes and expectations in step-family and how they... This sounds miserable. Oh, my goodness. It says they found that three important indicators are certain to create a poorly functional step-family and that should be avoided. Number one, adults in step-families who place top priority on their own biological children. Okay, so if you have kids, it's going to be problematic. Step-parents who expect their step-children to be obedient to them. We already know that that's less likely to happen. Step-parents who believe that the children interfere with their romantic relationship. Ding, ding, ding.
I got money.
Yes. All right, yes. They're definitely going to interfere. All right, and some of you guys are so desperate for a piece of peace leave. I'll wait till little Johnny goes to bed. That little crumb snatcher. Put the little crumb snatcher to bed so I can get some of your mama's peace leave. That kid ain't never going to sleep. That kid going to be bouncing off the wall, eating fruit by the foot, drinking down high C, all that stuff. All right, let's get down to the bottom here. All right, here it is right here. Let's see. Where'd it go? It says, so what does this all mean? Let's dig a little deeper into the trouble spots for step families. Oh, boy. Adults and step families who place top priority on their own biological children. The new step parent can easily be critical and disappointed when this happens. It is especially disappointing. Okay, who cares? And normally a newly found step family, when the biological parent plays favorites to their own children and consistently gives their preferential treatment, even above to their new spouse, this is going to be trouble. Yeah, that sunny delight. When this happens, it immediately begins to erode the romantic relationship as well. All right, so your kid goes to private school, but your stepkids go to public school. Your new wife says, well, shouldn't all of our kids go to private school?
Nope.
No. Okay, on your weekend, your custodial weekend, because you got both got two custody schedules, on your custodial weekend, you take your kids to Disneyland. When her biological kids come back, you take the kids to Dave and Buster's. She's going to be like, hey, you took your kids to Disneyland. Why can't my kids go to Disneyland? Because they ain't my kids. Step-parents who expect their step-kids to be obedient. This second factor of poor step-family functioning may sound a little strange at first. So what's so bad about a step-parent expecting their stepchild to be obedient to them? In an article right here, it says, don't expect to be the disciplinarian of the family. Many times, a new stepdad believes that that it is expected of him to be the disciplinarian when he takes on the role and is met with resentment, and it can be confusing. The resentment may come from the wife, the stepchild, or both.
Son. Yo, son. What's up? What?
You're not my dad. You also hear something. Ugly ass fucking noodle.
Yeah, they didn't tell you that. They didn't tell you that. Where is it?
I respect any man who can heal a heart he didn't break and raise a child he didn't make.
Yeah, raise a child you didn't make. All right, who wants to sign up for this garbage? Yes. What does it say here? The best approach to take is to make sure that you and your wife have a very intentional discussion of household rules and consequences. Once this has been accomplished, make sure that there is an open discussion with the kids. As well about the rules and expectations and consequences. A guy I know once commented about growing up with a stepfather. He stated he didn't have any problems following the rules of the house, just not his stepfather's rules. You ain't my daddy. That situation can be completely avoided by taking steps to set the rules and consequences together with your partner. And then to present them to the kids as a unified team. Hey, don't listen to this. You're going to get ran over. You're going to get ran over. Is this the last point? And this is the last point. Being a great stepdad is one of the most important but challenging roles in a man's life. Like most roles we take on, and we take on dumbass roles, the most knowledgeable we are about the pitfalls or how to avoid them, the more empowered we are to experience much greater success. These people haven't even experienced success in their first relationship. What are these people doing? You people out here are crazy. Human beings are crazy. Why complicate life? You guys can't even have one successful relationship with people you procreated with. Now you're going to get together with somebody else with another man's seed and you got another woman's womb production. Y'all going to put this together? Relying only on our past experiences or opinions about how things work can seriously damage the relationship that we work so hard to cultivate and grow. So whether or not you're a new stepdad or have been quite one for quite some time, it is never too late to keep learning and grow. No, I'll just pass. Can I just pass? Let's get to the super chats. I don't think there are many. This is really going to be a short show. Guys, why be a stepdad at this point? Why? It's unrewarding. This is goofy. You human beings, man, you guys need self-isolation. People are like, you need therapy. You need to isolate yourself for a second. You guys can't even have a honest, proper relationship. They got mad at me earlier for do what? For doing what? Talking about the community. Yet again, they're champs here. One free man Aquarius says, brother, stay strong and do the right things. Back in here. MPI, shout out to the stepdads and their ready-made families. Get you a ready-made family. Get you a ready-made family. I will never end. I mean, there's some things that I will do. You know, I like, maybe I'll do that. Stepdad is not one of them. I will never. Like, what point is it for me to raise another man's kid? Well, you'll get them off the streets. They ain't on my streets anyway. I guarantee you they don't live by my ass. So y'all want to shoot up and shoot up the streets and burn up the Target? It ain't going to be my Target. Come on. We need to save these young black men out here and raise them to be men.
Nope.
It ain't my job. KT King, there are Mitches who become stepdads with a simp mindset and encourage mothers to alienate the biological dad from the kids. Yes, that is another one. How they play simp, they pit man against simp. They train you and condition you. Oh, that's a bad man over there. And then they train you to be the pit bull. And then what you should do is grab a beer with that dad and then really fill the dad out. I mean, not literally, but fill the dad out. Hear his side of the story. But they're going to pit you against each other. And what's going to happen is this is an egregious move that men make when they become stepfathers. Is that when you become the stepfather, you start doing things that the dad could easily be doing if you encourage the mom to give the dad some custody. You're making breakfast for the kids. You're trying to outshine the biological dad. Especially when the biological dad, he is present in the kid's life. Those stepkids are going to resent you. You're going to hear, you're not my daddy. I know you're trying to be nice. I know you're trying to, get the kids to warm up to you. But that's not your job. Why don't you say, you know what? Okay, you're going to be like, what up? We're here. Let's see here. What you're doing is you're trying to step on the dad's shoes. I'm going to be better than your dad. No, man. That's not right. It's not right, especially when you know the dad's there. Like, the dad has 50% custody. And then when you're there, you're trying to, hi, kids, I'm going to make you pancakes with chocolate smiles and whipped cream eyeballs with blueberries. You know what I mean? Sit your ass down. You know daddy's coming to pick up the kids. Get daddy to take them to breakfast. Get daddy to make them breakfast. All right, just get the kids out the door. You know, don't have the dad, you know dad's coming to pick them up. Don't be like, oh, you know, stepdaddy made us pancakes with whipped cream eyeballs and with blueberries. With the bacon as a smile. You know what I mean? Don't do that. If the dad has 50% custody or, you know, some sort of decent visitation, what you do is you meet that stepdad, you meet the biological father, you have a beer with that man. Yeah, fall the hell back. Don't be trying to win the kids over. They got a father. They want the mother and the father to be together, not your ass. Okay? It is what it is. But, you know, stepdaddy simps, especially simps, you guys are rule breakers. You violate the rule. You know what I mean? And you try to outshine the dad. And you know what? It's, you know, I'm on going on KT King's point here. It's sad that a guy can see a dad trying to work hard and be in the kid's life, and then your ass see them just as much or more than the biological dad. And you know the dad's fighting, right? You know the dad's fighting. You know he's appearing in court. He's doing what he can. He's hiring lawyers. He does a good job of being a parent. And here your ass is trying to outshine him. You know, what you should be doing is encouraging that woman to give up custody of the kid. And so what I'm going to tell women right now, none of you will do, but this is what you should do. I know you don't have to take my advice. Y'all can keep failing out here. This is what you should do. If you're hell-bent on having a new man in your life, what you should do is give up custody of your kids and start a new family with that man. Yeah, they mad now. They mad right now, huh? You heard what I said. If you really wanted your relationship, because I can guarantee you, your daddy, the biological dad, ain't doing the hope strategy. He's out there just trying to work and take care of his kids when he have them. What you should do, ladies, if you're really hell-bent on finding a man, give the custody up of your kids, put them with the father, and go focus on your new man. Make time for that new man. Don't let that new man come in, well, my kids come first and you ain't the daddy and all of this stuff. Why give that man that? But you won't do it because you're selfish and you're going to lose your child support. That's why you won't do it. They should do it. The first thing you should do. I got a lot of women in here agreeing on me. First damn thing you should do, man, if you really want to be a part of my life, put a ring on it. And before you put a ring on it, I will give the baby daddy custody of the kids. And so it's just going to be us. Bet you won't do it. Because you selfish. And you're using the kids as pawn against the father. The father will take them right now. I would have took my kids right now and let my wife, ex-wife, go find her ass a man. Go out there and go get you one. Go get married. I'll make it easier for you. Yeah, y'all won't do it. Selfish. And you'll lose your child support. My man KT King backs it up and he says, beware of single mothers who have their tubes tied. You will not be the only one who would be roaring up in them wrong, Price is Wrong. Yes. My man said, Coach, you know the community don't work like that. I know it doesn't. And I know what the community is. It's a dumpster fire. Prove me wrong. It's a dumpster fire. And I didn't create it. Don't be mad at me that I'm just reporting from the scene. All right, reporting from the scene of this dumpster fire. New world order. Yeah, reporting from the scene of this dumpster fire.
I told you to do Biden. How we done lost a damn vote? We done lost a vote that don't go to Trump. God damn. I'm worshiping
these people like they're fucking God.
Ain't nobody worshiping them. But God damn it, Chris, we need somebody in there with motherfucking sense.
One more thing that's probably going to be coming up here is that they're going to say, well, the kid's dad doesn't want to be in the kid's life. I think the court should force them on the father. All right. So here's another one. I think the court should make the father have the kid. All right. Do your job, pops. Y'all running out here, break up with your girl. And y'all want to go out there and let the girl keep the kid while you out there chasing peace leave, making more kids. Reporting live from the dumpster fire. Kyle Coleman, this is what happens when the message is sponsored by the United Community. Lights get turned off, as you see, and it gets suppressed. I normally don't tackle the community direct on, but I had the direct hit because this is happening. KT King, more times than not, when the stepdad attempts to punish the stepchild, the mother will use that as a way to fight in the relationship and go to family court if you have a child with her too. Buzzer. Oh, man. Impregnating single mothers.
Nope.
No way. Why put another baby in her when she didn't pray in Mantis the first time? Why are you guys so dumb? Why? Why? But she already praying Mantis the first guy. Why give her another one? Odds are she's going to pray in Mantis you too. Hey, tigers don't change their stripes. All right. Where are we at? Lee Smith. Guys, even 50-50 custody rights are one false DVC, no contact order away from being null and void. And they believe, they will believe her word over yours without evidence. Well, this is how the system works. You guys keep participating in it, and then they get mad at me for being the one to warn you about it.
In family court, the numbers are even higher, with domestic violence cases making up 44% of total filings.
How is it that a lawyer counseling me, giving me legal advice to stage domestic violence so I get the upper hand in family court? When I first considered divorcing my first husband, I got 30 minutes free with a lawyer. And the lawyer said to me, why are you leaving? And I said, well, because I'm the one that's unhappy. My husband will not do, he won't consider going into marriage counseling. And so I'm ready to move on. And he said, you don't have to leave. Just get him to hit you or make it look like he did. And we can get you, have him forcibly removed from the house, get you exclusive possession of the matrimonial home and spousal support.
There's people that really get mad at me for providing these solutions for you on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. And then they watch this stuff happen and they say nothing. DG Seymour says, keep it up. Thank you, sir. And Lee Smith, you're absolutely right. It's just one claim away from losing everything. Jason McPherson, an overweight single baby mama with two kids by two different men, told me that the next man who enters her life must submit an application to date her.
Nope.
Why? I don't understand how this, how you raise the standards. Like, how does the standards get higher and higher? Like, when you become lower grade and harder to marry. I mean, you become an obstacle course at this point. Mark Roberts, do you recommend adopting instead of having children or being a stepfather? We talked about this earlier today. There's adoption is the last option of the most rational. Okay, the first one is going to be roll the dice and play the statistics, gamble. Okay, and then the next one is going to be having a surrogate, become a surrogate parent. Then the next one is going to be having a family overseas. And then the last one is going to be adoption. But again, that's another man's seed. I want my own seed. I'll do surrogate before I do adoption. I'll do a family overseas before adoption. Okay. Adoption is down at the tail end. Now, if I just can't have kids, then I'll go for the adoption. But adopting is another man's seed. I don't want that other man's problem. I don't know who that other father is. He could have been a crackhead. He could have had ADHD. I don't know what the damn genetics of that man is. I don't want no parts of that. Okay. Same thing as a stepfather. No. Yeah, adopting Pookie's kid. He could be a crack baby. I don't want it. I don't want him. Why not just be a surrogate? Or wait till you save up the money to be a surrogate. Or go have a family overseas. I'm tickled by the people who get offended by these suggestions. No, just keep doing the same dumb thing we're doing today. With the low success rate that we're having right now in America. Now, again, I'm going to tell you, some of you guys are going to have fantastic experiences. Say more power to you. I'm just telling you, dead up, most people don't. Just search it online. Kyle Coleman, to my knowledge, if you can find and prove the biological parent and prove they're financially decent, you can be taken off child support. What are your thoughts? This is my theory. Yeah. First thing they're going to look at is if you don't adopt, they're going to look at, can the biological parent take care of the kid, right? So you break up with your girl or you divorce your girl, you divorce your baby mama. Yeah, they're going to look at the biological parent as long as he has custody and parental rights. If that person has no custody or parental rights and you live with this woman for 3 years and the child, you're paying child support. She's going to take you to child support. It ain't even going to be a fight. She's going to take you. You've been the daddy the entire time. You've been playing daddy. The other daddy's off and running. You're paying, bro. If she happens to take you. But this is also a situation here that your income is going to be used. Say, for instance, I'm trying to make it from the female's perspective. Okay, you get divorced and your baby mama's out there dating and she finds a new man. She finds a new man, but she finds somebody that's not as successful as you. Or you marry another woman and she makes decent money. She makes what you make or better. Well, your baby mama is going to look at your relationship and say, oh, hell with that. They make more money at their new household. I told you guys they want equity. They don't want her living in the ghetto and you living in the suburbs. So in their mindset, the best interest of the child is not to go back and forth, not go to the trailer park one weekend and then go to the big house the next weekend. So the child support court is going to say, oh, I see y'all living high on the hog over there. And then you just say, I'm not living high on the hog. My girlfriend or my wife makes just as much as me, so our income doubled it up. Yeah, we're making good, but that's not her kid. The court's going to say, so what? Your household is better and has more money. So therefore, your stepmother, your wife, who is a stepmother, now has to pay child support, in essence, out of her income because she makes more money. Do you guys understand this? Do you understand that? This happens all the time. I have a client that happened to, where the baby, I guess they were married, and then he divorced her and married another woman, and she was a career woman. They both made a killing, and the mom, the baby mama, is still single, 40-some-odd, alcoholic, et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, hey, y'all doing good over there. Well, what that have to do with the stepmom? She's like, that ain't my problem. But she's like, it is your problem because legally your household income is used to determine the child support owed to the other person. Who? Everybody knows this stuff, or you should know it. This is why I tell you this stuff. Cesar Ramirez, kids can easily detect the weakness in the men that the straggle mom brings over. They can definitely detect the weakness in the men. And have you ever heard shopping, parent shopping? They're going to parent shop you, meaning they're going to ask your mom. And this is a divide and conquer strategy that all kids use. They use it on intact families. But when you're in there trying to win over the kid, they'll parent shop you. Hey, mom, can I do this? And the mom says no. Then who are they going to go to? To the weak stepdad who's willing to please. Oh, sure. Absolutely. And then they're going to come and butter your ass up. After a week of hearing this.
Son. Yo, son. What's up? What?
You're not my dad. You also hear something. Ugly ass fucking noodle.
After a week of them telling you you're not their daddy, they're going to come, oh, father. Father, may we please do something? And you're not going to know what the stepmom, you're not going to know what the mom said. And you're going to say, absolutely. I do anything to please you. And then you say yes, and then the kids go off and do it. Then the mom comes over there, hey, where they at? Hey, they said they would. I said, hey, you won't believe it. We had a fantastic opportunity to bring ourselves together. They like me now. Well, why do they like you? Because I said they could go to the horror flick, all right, all the way until midnight. And the mom says, what? Why would you tell them they could do that? I told them no. I didn't tell them no, but now we had a positive experience bonding. And they said they love me now. They said they love me, and I gave them money. I gave them popcorn money. I gave them Twizzler money. I gave them big, tall drink and hot dog money. I gave them interest money to go into the theater, right? And the mom, instead of saying, okay, I'm glad you bonded, she's going to say, no, you outright overstep the boundaries as a parent. And now you're fighting with your mom. You're fighting with the mom instead of fornicating with her while the kids are at the movies. You're like, look, hey, I figure since the kids are out of the house, you could give me some of that peace leave, right? She's like, nope. And guess what's happening?
Are you serious? I had a chili dog for lunch, okay? I'm a little bloated. I did like 18 loads of laundry today. No exaggeration.
While the kids are out of the house, she could have said, oh, wait, great. You know what? I find that's just a fantastic opportunity. You finally got the kids out of the house. It cost them $100 per kid, but I'm going to give you some peace sleep. Instead, she's mad at you, steaming in the store. I can't believe you overstepped my boundaries as a parent. I'm trying to be good here as a parent and a mom, and you overstepped my boundaries. You're like, there's nobody here. The house all quiet. You getting the silent treatment while the kids watching a movie. You like this. Damn. I was just trying to be a good stepdaddy and all. Then they come back the whole weekend tearing your ass up. Because the mom comes in. Why did you go to your stepfather and try to get after I told you no? Now the stepkid's looking at you. You snitched on me. You're like, oh my God. You lose anyway. Damn, you snitched on me, stepdaddy. Last time I tell you something. Like, hey, I didn't snitch on y'all. I just was trying to do. You can't win. All right, let's get it here. You're absolutely right, Cesar Ramirez, man. They can detect the weakness and they will expose you. All right, they will expose you. My man, KT King, the worst single mom to deal with are the white ones who assimilate the worst traits of black culture and know how to be proper to set you up, buzzer. Okay, so yeah. Well, they know white woman tears is a big thing, man. You know, white women tears will get over. All right, the whole time they be like, you know, they a mud shark. They be mud sharking, blah, 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 blah. They from Riverside, Corona, San Bernardino, trailer park somewhere. They done adopted the worst characteristics of the black women culture. You know what I mean? Like, why didn't you adopt the positive characteristics? It's always the, I'm sassy, I'm nasty, I'm a boss, baby, I'm a boss, B. And then guess what happens? The police come.
I'm not happy.
She started talking proper. Oh, my goodness. She act like she done went to the suburban school all of a sudden. I was like, you know your ass went to the black school. Stop trying to act up now. This is a reprehensible incident that occurred on August 25th, August 2021. The reprehensible acts characterized by my baby daddy, Tyronius Theonius Jenkins. The crime that he proceeded to commit around the time, like, she started turning real proper on you. That hair starts straightening up real fast. There ain't a curl in her hair all of a sudden. She tied up in a low ponytail, which is the weak ponytail. You know, power ponytail is up high. She has the two braids. She has a braid right here on her. She has her bangs braided up in a low ponytail, which is the defenseless woman, weak woman ponytail on your ass. You like looking at her like, damn, you was ghetto eating sunflower seeds last week. We was eating pork rinds, drinking grape soda last week in 40 ounces. You was cussing, smoking a black and mild, wearing Jordans. Now your ass look like a homely band geek member. You like, what the hell happened there? You done took the grill out of your mouth. She dropped 50 pounds. She's no longer thick. She got a long back. You like, damn, how you lose the weight too? All right, let's get into the super chats here. Porgy Jr., black men, please stop simping. I'm pleading with the blue pill simps in the community. Please grow a pair and prioritize your own DNA. Take care of your own damn kids. Francie said, popping now and laters. They eating now, like she eating now and laters like she drink water. Remember, you be going down there eating now and laters all day. Yeah, she was eating now and laters. Her tongue all purple from eating now and laters. She was sipping on scissor. Last week, you were sipping on scissor, listening to Chopped and Screwed music. Okay? You cut your hair in the Tina Marie bob. Now your hair is long down your back. What happened? Hey, black guys, I don't know, man. Stop simping. I'm going to stop. Lee Smith, some kids instinctively know that the stepdad is a lame. This is true. Who just wants to smash the mom, and she is foul for replacing the real dad. They act out in dad's honor. You know what? You're on to something there. I actually seen that. I've actually been on the other side of that. Yeah, the kids will protect the dad's honor. They might not know what's going on, but kids know. They're like, yeah, you just ain't my mama's friend, are you? I'm going to back my dad up. Remember the girl, the dude was pumping the kid's tire? I tried to put the clip. And then the kid was like, you ain't my daddy. My daddy in jail and I love him. Brown from the West, single moms or the stat girl? Single, oh, the stat girls win, yes. ETC ready to work. Don't knock the baby kids lottery until you try it, coach. You could win out here. You could actually get with a mom. That kid's headed to the Ivy League. All right. They were going to read 9 acceptance letters all from Ivy League schools. You're going to be like, gosh, I'm glad I invested time. I saved her from the poll. I saved her from selling feet pictures on the internet. I saved her from twerking on TikTok. I saved her from sleeping with old men on Seeking Arrangements. I've done my job. Now she's going to have a successful career, move to Washington, D.C., and start this cycle all over again, presumably. MPI, remember the movie Bebe's Kids? Yes, I do. Them bad kids. Oh, one thing that's going to mess you up. Guys, parenting philosophies of somebody that has already had a kid, that kid's already have 6 or 7 years of parenting philosophy that might differ from yours. So you might like this woman, but you're going to get with her, and the parenting's not going to match. It's going to be difficult. It's a difficult role to hoe. What do you do? Callie West, run, get the chopper. No step kids for me, G. He's out of that step kid lottery. Nope. He's running to the chopper. Right? Step kids, negative. Grinch, the children always know you're smashing. So he says, I'll be looking at them with the cruel ghoul face. I feel nothing. You be looking at her kids like, your mom got some good peace leaves. You come out the room, tightening your belt. How you doing, son? The son looking at you. You doing the nasty with my mama, aren't you? The poor kid, he all humiliated. Or if he's like an awkward kid, he humiliated. He see you coming in. Hi, how's it going, son? How's baseball been? He ain't getting off the bench. Oh, that's good, man. Maybe one day we'll go toss a ball. I'm going to see your mama. I'll be back. You go upstairs. The kid's just like, damn. He can't even look you in the eye. He's like, damn, my mama's a 304. You go in there and beat the brakes off your mama. You go in there and beat the brakes off his mama. You come back downstairs. Hey, man, about that ball catch thing. Maybe not the date, but yeah, man, I took care of what I needed to do. Have a good time, son. I'll see you next Monday. The kid won't even look at you. My man Grinch said, I give him the cruel ghoul face. Hey, it's just what it is, kid. It's how it works, man. You know, I couldn't wait, man. I couldn't wait till you went over to your daddy's house. I had to come in and step in real quick. Y'all know, hey, don't act like I'm the only one that did that. He says, can tell you all this firsthand. Axel said, I can tell you all this firsthand. Hey, I done been there, man. I done been there with a single mom. I had to look at the kids in their eye. You know, the kids like 12, 13, 14. They know what's going on. You sitting there waiting for them to fall asleep. They don't want to fall asleep. They like, I already know. I already know what's going to be going on as soon as we fall asleep. You waiting 10:30, 11:30. You like, yo ass going to sleep, son. Go ahead and go to sleep. Yeah, Y'all sleep, You go in there, you put your finger under their nose, He's sleeping with one eye open, like he listening to the room. He like, yes, daddy, yes. Soon as you get outside, you done. You come out, tighten your belt. He getting some water. He holding water like this. Then heard the whole thing. And you know what he's doing? He's telling his daddy. He's telling his daddy all this stuff. You know that damn Coach Greg Adams comes over and he's in the bedroom with mommy. She's saying something like, choke me harder, daddy. Why is my mommy call Coach Greg Adams daddy? He called you what, son? Oh, hell no. He's like, click, click. Oh, children, this is what you got. This is what you women put the children through. Children are not dumb. Yeah, the kid, Moses, the kid come outside. He come into the hallway to get some water. What is that? It smells like. It smells like Badussi in here. If he a teenager, he like really interested. This is interesting. Mommy says she wants her hair pulled in the middle of the night all the time. Oh my goodness. Oh man. She come out with that robe. She going to get some water. He up playing video games looking at his mama in a robe. Why you in this robe? All right, let's get going here. Felix Garcia, what's up, coach? You made me laugh with death by simp. Then the simp stepdad is going to need one of those YouTube lawyers you speak about. Yep, he's going to need one of them YouTubian lawyers. He's going to be studying up why you guys, you know, got into a fight with the biological dad. Don't ever do it. Dude said it smelled like burnt rubber in here. What? Why does it? Somebody peeling out outside? What's going on? Why does it smell like burnt rubber up in here? Mr. C73, coach, the son of the first single mother I ever taught to, taught me a lesson. He told his mother, I don't like that guy. He did me the biggest favor. Yep, I don't like him, mommy. Nope, he got bad intentions. He got bad intentions. He just trying to put the rubber on. If he a baby, if it's a baby, he'll go into the trash can. I found a water balloon. He come out. Your mama like, where you find that? He blowing up the water balloon. Look, a water balloon. That ain't no damn water balloon. Just, hold on. Oh, my God. How long is this show? We been almost doing it. This is crazy. Here we go. All right, let's go in here. Hey, Mr. C73 said, hey, I don't like that guy. You actually avoided. You actually avoided what we're talking about. Where you been at? You digging in the trash can? Oh, no. Grinch, I punched the kid of a baby mama. I'm smashing in the back of my head for eating in the back of his head. For eating my food, his belly is bulging from hunger right now. I feel nothing. Hashtag, I feel nothing. All right. That's crazy, bro. That is nuts. Why you punch him in his head? Grinch is lethal. He also says, one time her daughter came downstairs when I was in her mom's gut. All I could do is snarl and growl as she saw a masculine back over her mama's tiny body. Hashtag, I feel nothing. All right, crushing them lungs. Grinch is hardcore over there. Reginald Grandin, did you hear that about the TikTok guy that clapped his soon-to-be ex-wife and her boyfriend? I don't think these 304s and simps learned from OJ. So what happened? He clapped his ex-wife. Oh, I didn't hear about that. They'll probably blame me. Never blame me. Oh, man. John Anguilla, coach, keep preaching. Keep up the good work. I'm a single father, co-parent, dealing with a baby mom who is a nightmare. It's bad out there, man. Oh, God. I need to catch up. Good luck out there, man. John A., good luck. Co-parenting is not as good as they say it is, but it's better than single parenting on both sides, I would assume. But co-parenting is rough sometimes, man. Tariq Ali, the blatant disrespect from these baby kids and their mammy when I attempted to be a stepfather made me close to getting a life sentence or the death penalty. Numerous times, stop bringing stepfathers. So we're all on one accord here. Stepfather is not the way to go. Stepfather ain't going to get it. What do we got here? Being a stepdad is not all what it's cracked up to be. let's see here. Jay Bodie, CGA, you're saving men from women who were impregnated by a loser. Thanks for all that you do to help us men. Yeah, before you start simping, and find out who the dad is. Sorry, find out who the dad is. If the dad is such a loser, why is she putting standards on you? My baby daddy, he's such a loser. Okay, well, then that means you're a loser too, right? No? Where's my mind? Was a stepdad for 10 years because I was trying to save the trailer park. Nothing to show for it except to see my own kids 50% praying mantis free agent for life. Here we are. We always have the guys that have these stories. Yep, he was a stepdad. He had another kid by that mom and got praying mantis, just like I said. Just like I said, it's going to happen. It's coming down the pike. Paul Giamonti, critical hit. Thank you, man. Jay Bodie, I came to show my support, coach. Keep up the good work. Or he says the great work. Why is the praying mantis still up? I don't know. I don't even know where the button is. Who pushed that button? Maybe I did. Praying mantis is still up. Carlos R., coach, I impregnated a black bear. Now I'm stuck. She never asked me to use protection. Her kids see me as a friend. Please give the buzzer. Oh, this is going to be fun for you. This is going to be real fun. Carlos came from the Cesar Chavez community, apparently. Went over to the Martin Luther King section. Impregnated a single mother. And you guys don't have a relationship or anything. Oh, boy. This is going to be a fun life. This is going to be fun for you, bro. All right. DLP 1212. I helped my Pillsbury biscuit can pay bills, etc. She had the nerve to say, I gave you sex on a platter and you can buy my kids a Happy Meal. No thanks, buzzer, please. No. Ladies, I don't support your kids. Unless I elect to do so, I don't have any right to support them at all. I'm not paying for nothing for them. We're a package deal. I see the package. I don't see the deal. I see the package. This ain't no deal. This is a corrupt deal. But see, if you're growing up in a place where this is always the norm, people think this is normal. It's abnormal. And then they got the nerve to talk about me. They got the nerve to talk about me. You're breaking up families and you're non-traditional and you're the problem. How am I the problem? And y'all out here with single mothers going crazy. And then these people are trying to make new families. And you got the nerve to say, I'm the problem because I'm anti-family. No, it sounds like you guys are anti-family. You literally are the antithesis of anti-family. Like, what type of families are you guys putting together? Legoland? You go to Lego, you take all the colors, and you don't even put, you just stacking them all together. What is this? The hell, man. Somebody got deleted there. What are we doing here? Joey G says, CGA, I purchased the Free Agent Lifestyle the other night. Highly recommend it. Thank you. Appreciate you for purchasing the book. If you didn't know, I'm the author of the Free Agent Lifestyle. It is what it is. Thank you, brother. Claude Campbell, coach, you make me laugh good. Hell up for CGA. Appreciate you, man. What got you? The water balloon? I don't know. One free man Aquarius, coach, a late 30s divorced black chick approached me at the gas pump today with, do you have a light game? She qualified herself, wanted to shake hands, wouldn't let go. He says, pushed her phone number. What the hell? Our time's getting rough. Yes. One thing we were talking about, you guys have been here long enough to hear me tell you how rough it's going to get. Now, what you guys thought is that it's going to get rough like overnight. And it was going to be like, they were going to come out and be like, oh, all the homelessness is just happening too fast. And all the peace leaf selling is happening too fast. Okay. And all of this, these women are scrambling for relationships. You thought you would see it all at the same time. That's not how it works. Nobody's going to make an announcement. Nobody's going to say that there's a problem. You're just going to see it incrementally. Now, if you take where we were last year and put it up to where we were this year, you will see that there's a glaring difference on how women and men are operating based on the inflation, based on the divorcing going crazy, based on the lack of marriage, based on the economic instability, based on the unemployment rate, based on the people who sat home taking stimmies. Look at the amount of people selling police leave on the internet right now. Look at the amount of OnlyFans. Look at the amount of women not going back to their mediocre jobs. Like, I'm talking about like retail jobs, not these little semi pencil and paper pushing jobs. I'm talking about them going to work at McDonald's, them going to work bagging groceries as a clerk. They're no longer doing that. You know why? If they're young, between the ages of 18 and 28, they can do that part-time and sell peace leave on the other end. They can do that part-time, go to school just a little bit, and have a sugar daddy. They can do that part-time, and or they can do that not at all, and just barrage OnlyFans and Instagram. They're doing it right now. It's up. And by the way, it's the end of the month. My text is, my phone been going crazy. Always tell you, the last week of the month and the first week of the month, phone be going crazy. College girls are like, forget, dude, why would a college girl work her way through college? All right, working at a retail job, you know, 6 hours a day, maybe 4 hours a day working at the bookstore. Like, she like, forget that, bro. I'm literally going, yeah, they ain't going to work at the internet. I'm sorry, the internet. They ain't going to work at Sprouts and Whole Foods. She like, forget this, dude. I can meet one dude and make up all my monthly needs with that one guy. It's going on right now. And women are looking at the men like a steak, like a Wendy's beef burger right now. Like, I'll be with you. I'm nothing. Yeah, somebody says she got a master in barista. Remember the eviction moratorium lifted? Remember that? You're going to incrementally see a lot of people going to these other ways to make money, in addition to them keeping their reputation as a career person. I hate to tell you, but it's going on. And a lot of you guys are got blinders on. Just go to the dark side. You'll see it, man. Somebody says I would too. It's going to get worse here in the next year or two. Don't let the inflation go up. Remember, if you have the same salary as you did in 2019, you took a pay cut of about 10%, maybe more. Now, if you have the salary that is less, or you're not working right now, you're unemployed, you took a massive pay cut based on where inflation is. In California, premium gas is now $5. In my area, at least. Let's go, Brandon. If you're a person that your career event, you got a nickel raise of 25, do you realize how underwater you are financially right now? I mean, especially for women, look at the unemployment. I mean, the peace. So what does that do to the dating marketplace? I'm just going to let you know right now. For the dating marketplace, if you're a man and you make under 60K, 70K, you're going to be not an option. You're going to be not an option. They're going to be like, nope, we're not building. I'm not building with you. Nope. I'll find a sugar daddy with a boat, or I'll wait for a man that makes 190. It basically takes the dating marketplace and it shifts it. Her needs are going to be, I need now. I don't need to build. I'm not waiting for you. I need money today. Rent due. Rent due tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you right now, I could be out here. I could have my puppy's channel going right now. Lady, who needs a job right now? Who needs a job? All right. You right here. Push up bra, makeup. Let's go. Film right now. Let's get into 9/11. Hold this puppy. GoPro ready to go. Record. Let's go. Steamrolling. He says, your mom got some more Lunchables today. Where they at, Sean? Steamrolling. You eating the kids' foods? Steamrolling, you ain't got no damn scruples. My man in there eating the kids' foods. He coming in there. Did you eat all the Lunchables? You know that was little Trey Mari's Lunchables. What do you mean? I thought you was buying them for me. No, that's Trey Mari's. He's supposed to have lunch going to school every day. He does have reduced lunch, so it's okay. Be on the welfare program for lunch, so the school will give him lunch. But that's his snack. My man Steamrolling. You done ate all the, you know they get the little bag of Doritos where they come in a bag and they come with like 18 bags of chips with 5 chips in them. Steamrolling. Bro, you done ate the fruit roll-ups. You done drank all his high C fruit juice boxes. You done ate all the cream cheese. He cooked the dino chicken nuggets and sprinkled Mexican cheese on the top of them. Man, you, hey, dude, you got a problem, man. You ain't ish, Steamrolling. You ain't ish. All right, Cinesexual says, I bucked on my stepfather and left home. I was 13. Yeah, man, that's a roughness. Rough. To you, she came out. She comes out. What do you kids want to do? Wait. He says, what do you kids want to? It's now chicken nuggets. Yeah. She come out with that robe on. Y'all want some chicken nuggets? Yeah. She couldn't wait for the custody exchange day. She was like, come over right now. I'm going to tell you, man, I had a couple of single moms be like, just bring your truck over. We'll go in the back of the truck. Kids inside. Waiting. She like, hurry up. I got to make sure I have an excuse to tell them when I go back inside. Bring the truck. Don't bring the Porsche. Porsche. Rebel 5150, he said, this is why you give them melatonin gummies. Go on to sleep. True Black, the 5-year-old kid, walked in on me. I kept stroking. We be stroking. He says, LOI, I had to take him to see Spider-Man after that. Give me the buzzer. You done scarred the man. You done scarred the little kid. Hey, kids never forget walking in on their parents having sex. I'm just letting you know. They'll never forget it. It's going to be always on their mind. He's going to be looking at you. They're going to remember your butt all in the air, her feet all up. He saw the bottoms of his mama's feet with her toes curled. She'll never forget that. He's going to be like, damn, I wonder what they were doing. I think they were doing the nasty. We can do the nasty without no interrupts. We can do it like this. We can do it like that. I know that I'm going to blow that back. That's a fact. Don't let her see you blowing her back out. Oh, no. Don't let them see you stroking from behind. Oh, man, that kid going to be ruined. He come in, you pulling her hair. You choking her from behind. You got her. You brumming her. And then he walk in. What the hell? He looking at his mama like, what is this? Scarred. He'll never forget. Like every time that smell will bring him back. You know what I mean? The smell's not even in the air. He'll sit there like, oh, God. The day he walk in the room. All he see is your butt, your ashy butt, your ashy heels, your ashy feet, your back, and her mama with her hair pulled back. He'll never live it down. Little Trey Mari, done. Let's see here. Kim or K, Wimsat. No, son, don't wife that straggle daggle. Don't do it. Don't wife her up, man. Tyson Jalil, you know you are with a 304 when she doesn't care if the kids hear anything. Yep. Yeah, that's the one, man. That's when you know. That's when you know, man. She reckless. Young and retired, no cap. Met a proud simp who cuffed a Mex single mom pay for player. There's some guys out here who are desperate. I know, man. There's some guys who are out here who are desperate. I mean, you're not always in the best position, so you got to kind of take what you get. Nope. It's tough out here. Liam G, cute 22-year-old baby mom who used to simp for me when I was 18. Now hard to get. She's an 8 out of 10, which is very good for me, but she now has power dynamic. What do I do? So you got a young girl with a baby here. You know, you must live in Kentucky or somewhere. I don't know. Maybe you live in Chicago or something. I don't know. So a young girl has a baby, but she's a good-looking woman. You're going to get praying mantis, most likely, but, you know, enjoy your time. I mean, she didn't want you when she was 18. Or she did want you when, oh, she played hard to get. She sent before you now. I can't tell. But, yeah, be careful, man, because she's still fertile. You know, you're still young enough to get these women. Now. I mean, I'm getting them now. I mean, they all come back. You can get her later on. You can get the better version of her later. You can get her now. Like, it's 22. Like, how many women at 22 got babies? Not that many. Leave that single mom alone, man. I mean, you know, just put your gym hat on. Put your gym hat on. You can mess with her. Or don't get into no, don't, hey, leave that kid. Act like you ain't even seen that kid before. Don't you want me to introduce you to my kid?
Nope.
No, we don't have that type of relationship. Well, I only want men who are going to take us seriously. We're a package deal. My son comes first. What about the dad's son? Oh, he ain't nobody. He a loser. Cody dated a single mom. Son was 12. He cursed at me a few times prior. One day, I held my two fingers under his nose and we asked why I smell, and he asked why it smelled like fish. Damn, you dudes are ruthless. You were like, come here. Damn, y'all cold, man. Y'all messing with this girl. This dude, you know, sons ain't supposed to smell they mama no more. After they come out the peace leave, they not supposed to smell they mama no more. This dude making them smell his mama out here. Y'all ruthless. I know the coach gang is Republican Chad said, "Coach, they get the single moms get the banana in the tailpipe." My man Hambino Gambino, shout out to you. Shout out to you out there. Yeah, man, I have definitely, you know, single moms are not a serious option for me. I don't take them seriously at all. I don't care what age the kids is. This is always a bad age for me. That doesn't make sense. Like if they're 16 and 17, no, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm just gonna sign up to be a step grandparent at some particular point. I don't want no parts of that. Kids don't leave the house no more, so it's not like they're going to be 18 and they're going to leave. They're still going to be at the house working at Subway and stuff like that. Coming in late, smoking weed all up in the basement. I don't want nothing to do with that. If they're like between the ages of preteen, 10 and 12, 8 and 9 to 10 and 12, hell no. They want me to take them out to Chuck E. Cheese and Disneyland and all that stuff. Nope. Happy Meals. Nope. I ain't trying to be that kid friend, so that's a disaster. Anywhere between the toddler ages is a no. That's a fat no. This kid throwing toys and undisciplined. They raggedy. Well, you bought your kid some shoes. How come you bought me? No. This kid eventually want to think I'm the daddy. No. And if they're a baby, no. Like if the kid's a baby, no. Hell no. I'm going to her house. She can't leave and go nowhere. She got to get babysitters. Her mama got to babysit and all that. No. She already for no. Like, what age is there a good age to date a single mom? None. There's no good age. Oh, they're teenagers. All my kids are almost all out of the house. No, they not. They ass is coming back. I know a woman that has 4 kids, and none of them have left the house. I think one of them has. She has 4 kids. One of them's like, she listens to my show, so she knows I'm talking about her right now. I only let her come over. She only can come over my house. But he has 4 kids. One is like 20, probably 22-ish, 23-ish. He's a manager at a, you know, one of these fast food restaurants. He live in the, like the patio slash basement slash, I don't know what it's called. Then she has a daughter who, I mean, she already tattooed up. She kind of works at, I think she works at the same place the son works at, but she left the house, but she kind of comes back and forth. Then she has a son who's like 18. He didn't go to college or anything. His ass still kind of, they all kind of still doing the same thing. And then she has a younger one who's 16. She's like, I'm a good woman. Yeah, the sunroom. Yeah, they live in, he lives in the sunroom, but they kind of covered it up. That's his bedroom. Yeah, he's smoking weed, playing Fortnite, bringing straggle daggles over. Like, why the hell would I put my, why? Yeah, the daughter's like, you know, kind of tattooed and, you know, she ain't living right. Probably going to get pregnant or she probably on the carousel. I don't know. She of age, though. She worked at Spencer's. I'm like, yo, that whole setup, you're going to be single forever, ma'am. And she's kind of a good lady. She's like a good lady. And she knows he though, too. This woman knows. She knows I'm talking about her. She watches me. She nosy, and she like the FBI. Do not date a woman like this. She's one of them that will track your damn Instagram. Who like? She remembers everybody who liked your photo. She will go to their profile. She's one of them. Like, mad annoying. Like, nah, man, nah. That would be a trap. She a redhead, too. She a redhead. So, you know, you weak for them redheads. You be like, ooh. I wonder if the carpets match the drapes. She's a natural redhead. She got the redhead skin and all that. You'd be like, ooh, wait. You see her for the first time, you'd be like, yeah, she is, ooh, she gonna mess you up. And of course, the father ain't no good. She watches me, bro. She texts me all the time. I was watching your show, so she definitely gonna text me now. I talked about her. Yeah, she cray cray. She one of them. She's one of them. She get you killed. She kill you in the sleep. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Sorry for the breakup of the live stream today. You guys can patch it up and make it feel together. Put it together. Let's see here. Let's get the outro. We out of here. Peace.